Come out of the world, oh my people, seek the truth, avoid the evil, learn Yahweh's ways, Torah life, men strays. Come out of the world, oh my people, seek the truth, avoid the evil.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, bringing teachings and insights about health according to the scriptures. There is far more to health than knowing what to eat and how to eat food. Health, when understood from a scriptural perspective, involves the physical and the spiritual aspects combined for a healthy lifestyle. Welcome to the show with your host and health watchman, Paul Neeson.
Hello everybody, it's Paul Neeson, your health watchman. Welcome to the show. I'm here to take your questions tonight live. If you have any questions, we're here to take them live. You can call in, and we're excited to get your questions, and I'll put the number to call here. And some people say they've been calling, but they haven't been able to get through. Well, there are times when people all call at once, and there are times where people don't call at all. So the phones are not ringing now, and I will interrupt what I'm saying for you to tell us to call in. So the number to call in, I'm just getting it up here on the screen. I had it here a second ago. We have our host Mark on the show as well. Thank you, Mark. The number to call in is 405-293-3270. 405-293-3270. If you have any questions about health, diet, the raw food diet, or any good stuff like that, or any question about anything, call in right now, 405-293-3270, and we can get started. And I've been posting a lot of videos. I put a video out today about Lance Armstrong and just athletes in general, what they eat. You don't need meat to be healthy, everybody. We have to get off this stinking thinking that you need to eat animal products to get your protein and so on. And there are a lot of people out there. There's a football player that just, an all-star football player that just said he's going to be a vegan. And if you don't know what a vegan is somebody that doesn't eat any animals or anything that comes from an animal, and they don't talk to anyone who does. No, just kidding, everybody. Just kidding. But you don't need to eat animals to be healthy. And if you eat animals, you have to make sure you do it the right way. And people just don't get it. So the phone lines are open, everybody. 405-293-3270. I take calls every Monday night to answer your calls live. If you want to just hear me teach and you don't have any questions, that's wonderful. I can do that, but there wouldn't be a reason for me to be live on the phone. The reason I'm live is to take your questions. So call in now. We're ready. The phones will start ringing off the hook in a second from now. I do have a lot to say. Well, while we're waiting for a call, let me say this. I'm going to be speaking coming up in Orlando, Florida this weekend.
Hey, Paul, hold up just a second. Let me tell you something. Make sure the listeners know to go to messianiclambradio.com. For some reason, your link on your webpage is not working. I'm fixing it right now, so in a few minutes, they'll be able to click on it and go to where they can hear. But right now, you can go to messianiclambradio.com.
Okay, everybody, if you just heard that, messianiclambradio.com. I'm updating my website here, too. That's what we get with live radio, everybody.
It will redirect if they use your old link, but it's fine. Go ahead, brother.
So sorry. Who said it's not working?
I don't know. I just got an email from somebody that said it wasn't working. No, I know it is. So go ahead, brother. Sorry to interrupt.
Okay, that's okay. Why am I not being able to get to where I'm going? Oh, I see the issue here. Okay. Well, everybody, I actually, the web link is working, but it wasn't earlier, but it is working now. But anyway, if you're on the line, we're here to take your calls. Call in right now. It's 405-293-3270. We always start off the show with a No hassles, nothing. Everything works always fine all the time. That's what you get here at Lamb Radio. And does anyone have a question out there about health? If not, okay, good night. No, everybody. I'm checking out the link. It should be working. So as I was saying, I'm going to be in Orlando this weekend, Orlando, Florida. I'm going to be speaking there. The information's on my website. And I will also be in coming up in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'll be doing an event with a fellow named Michael Rood. And we're going to be doing a wonderful event that's coming up, and that's coming up in next month. So we're going to be doing that. And I am just going to be all over the place. I just found out for the Feast of Sukkot Tabernacles, October 1st to October 9th, I will be in the beautiful state of Texas, in Glen Rose, Texas. If you want to see me live, not only see me live, but hang out for 7 days. We're going to be out there camping, so you can get to ask me questions for 7 days. But we don't even have one question tonight, so I can't imagine you'll have 7 days worth of questions. All right, everybody. This is Paul Neeson, your Health Watchman. It was nice hearing from you tonight. Have a great night. We'll see you again next week. Hopefully you'll have some questions. Good night.
Oh, Paul.
No, I'm here, everybody. I'm here.
Serious, brother.
No, I'm here, everybody. I'm not going anywhere. I know some people are getting on late, and I'm checking my computer here.
What about me? Can I ask a question?
The last time you asked a question, I think it was about here, so I don't know. Okay, go ahead. This is Mark, our producer, everybody, and hey. He has a question.
Well, you know, I know different things that you talk about. Of course, obviously, I listen to you every week, too. And some of the questions, some of the things that you talk about are maybe a little bit too general for some people that I know, because I work really hard. I do a lot of physical labor, and yet I'm turning 58, so I kind of hold back on that. There are people of different sizes and people of different weights, not necessarily because they're overweight, just because obviously you have some little women and you have big men, and because they do different amounts of work in what they do. How do you balance that in when you tell people, you know, what to eat or what they should do and that type of thing? Do you understand my question?
I understand your question. And as I always say, it always have to be individualized. I always take many things into account when I tell a person what's best for them individually. For example, somebody that's a professional athlete is definitely going to need to eat a different way than somebody who's a desk worker. A teenager is going to be different than a housewife. So it's always going to be different based on all those things. As a matter of fact, it's hard to just generalize things. And I don't necessarily say listen to people that say there's one way for everyone. Yeah, I might generalize something and say the raw food diet or eating fresh foods or not, or just eating unprocessed food is best for everyone. But how much, you know, how often and how we eat and so on, all of this is going to be determined based on many of the different factors. And I have a book called The Formula for Health. And in The Formula for Health, I talk about what it is. And that's the main thing we got to look at. That's health minus destruction equals, well, disease. Wait, power minus obstruction equals vitality. Power minus obstruction equals vitality. And basically is where we start out, even if some of us have birth defects, we still start out the healthiest or at least the cleanest we'll ever be. And we continually add toxins to our body, either voluntarily or involuntarily, as we're going along. So the key is to keep cleansing, stay ahead of the game, and make sure the things you put in your body aren't toxic. And if they are to some degree, you need to make sure you get rid of those things. And that's what we talk about, how to get rid of those things and so on. So we'll take you, for example, Mark, you work behind a desk. You spend a lot of time inside sitting down. So definitely you need to do more physical activity than the average person that does that in their regular normal day job. So you have to go out of the way to make an effort to get exercise. Now you have to make sure you're eating to support what you're doing. If you eat a lot of fat and you're sitting at your desk all day, you're gonna put on a lot of weight. Well, if you're eating a diet that doesn't have a lot of fat in it, you'll be okay. Now, if you're an Eskimo living in an igloo, hunting whales up in Alaska, you might need more fat. So you see, it's different. It can't just be generalized, and it has to be individualized. But we do know that, you know, the raw food diet, specifically the raw vegan diet, is the least toxic, most cleansing to the body. I'm not saying it's the ideal diet for everyone. The people that it's not the ideal diet for is the people that don't want to eat a vegan diet. The people that want to eat meat, well, not to eat meat wouldn't be ideal for them. But if you're going to eat meat, there's a way to do it, and a healthy way and an unhealthy way. And if you're going to be a vegetarian, there's a healthy way and an unhealthy way. So that's basically that. So there you go. This is, we broke a record here, the longest we've ever been on the air without a question. But I did mess up today. I sent out an email by accident at 7:50 a.m. instead of p.m. saying I'll be on in 10 minutes. And so that was a mistake on my half. But we did send out an email just now, I mean, at 7:50 saying, well, you know, come on right now, put your question through or call up. So if we don't have any live questions, I could take some questions I got via email, because I did get some questions today via email. And if you don't want to answer, ask your question live, feel free to do it via email. I'm just going to pull one up here on my website here, one of the questions I got today. And I would love to do a teaching. I could do a teaching, but maybe we'll set that for another time. We'll do a show of teaching. But I have teachings all the time. I want to answer people's live questions. Okay, eyesight. We had a question about eyesight. We had several questions about eyesight. As a matter of fact, I was just on a TV show on God's Learning Channel a couple of days ago, and they asked me, what can you eat for your eyes? Well, I can give them the simple answer and say the food looks like what it's good for, and carrots look like the eyes when you cut them open, so eat carrots. Well, it's proven that carrots have a lot of nutrients that are good for the eyes. But really, the eyes, you know, they're a muscle to a degree. They're an organ slash muscle, but you got to keep it active for it to be working. And the reason why a lot of people have issues with their eyes is because they're not working them enough. They actually, you know, they're not. Everything's close up, and they're not straining their eyes. And if you strain your eyes too much, that's not good. But you have to make sure you're using the muscle as well, or the muscle is going to go bad. So, see, glasses are actually a crutch. If you have a broken foot, you need a crutch until your foot heals. But when your foot heals, if you keep walking around with that crutch, eventually you're not going to have any muscles in your leg or your foot, you know, to walk properly. Well, that's what people do with glasses. You know, they don't rebuild the eyesight. And there are these pinhole glasses that I've been talking about and on my show a lot, and getting the information out about. They're called pinhole glasses, and they're on my website. And definitely, you need to get a pair of these. I mean, for under $20, you can restore your eyesight if you don't have it, or if you have great eyesight, you want to keep it. I'm actually the only one in my whole family that doesn't use eyeglasses, and I don't need them. I don't need them because, I mean, I want to contribute to the way I eat, but also I definitely get outside, and, you know, I don't just live in a city where everything's right in front of my face. I go to the beach. I try to look at the boats far out in the docks and so on, and that's just a great example of everything we do. You know, people are just not, using their bodies enough. Everything they should be doing, they're just laying down, just not exercising enough. And that was the topic today's video with Lance Armstrong that I did about just not exercising enough. But these pinhole glasses, go to my website and check them out. All right, since nobody has a question, and if you have a question, 405-293-3270. And if you're just tuning in for the first time, trust me, we usually have the phones ringing off the hook. I can only imagine tonight that there are some technical difficulties that the producer doesn't know about that he'll find out later, because we always get tons of calls, and right now we're not. So if this is the first time you're listening, don't think you can call anytime and just get through, because it's not usually like this. And I'm fine with this, because I got questions via the emails to answer. There we go. I guess he fixed it. And I have a prediction that this is Ron. So let's get the phone. This is Ron, maybe. I don't know. I'm not looking. Hello, this is Paul. You're
hello. Hey, how you doing? Am I live or what?
Yes. Who's calling?
Oh, yeah. My name is Ben. I'm listening to the radio station and longtime follower, listener of you and your work. Sorry to call in. I have a couple questions for you.
Well, thank you. Where are you calling from?
I'm actually calling from Austin, Texas.
Oh, great, great.
Newly transplanted from Sacramento. And they have some issues, and thought I would bring them to you. Should I shoot them out there or what?
Well, you know what? When ask one question at a time and wait for my answer, because when you talk, you can't hear me over you talking, because we have to upgrade that part of our studio. So ask the first question, and then I'll answer, and then ask the next one.
Okay, well, just to preface it, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure and hypothyroidism. And I started taking the thyroid medicine. I still haven't been able to regulate it. I'm on a nature thyroid, which is a natural version of the Synthroid, and recently have been put on blood pressure medication. But before I started blood pressure medication, I wanted to try natural, so I went pretty much all raw. I lost 40 pounds, but my blood pressure did not go down, so I went ahead with the medication. And now I'm kind of wondering, well, what did I do it wrong, you know? I really want to get down to my ideal weight, which is another 35 pounds probably, but I'm seeing no progress where my blood pressure is coming down, eating raw and eating well like that, and cutting out all the dairy and stuff like that. So what would you suggest?
Well, the first thing is you're overweight. As far as I could tell from what you said, you're 70 pounds overweight. You lost 40 pounds and you still have 30 to lose.
Yes, sir.
You're still overweight. And you're still going to have issues if you're overweight. So the issue, I don't know, and we'll get into it in a second, of how you were eating a raw diet. But if you're overweight, you're still going to have issues, especially high blood pressure issues and thyroid issues. I'm not saying you can't be skinny or of a good weight and have those issues, because you certainly can. But overweight is definitely common causes of those things. So as for the weight issue, I think you were on the right track. If you lost 40 pounds, you were on the right track. So don't give up what you're doing there until you get to your ideal weight, whatever you feel that is. Now, when you were eating a raw food diet, give me an example of what you ate on a raw food diet.
I was eating monomills, and I used to not overlap like kinds of fruit. I would eat either bananas or oranges or apples. I would juice greens and vegetables, obviously, every morning, several times throughout the day, and eat salads, and basically that's how I ate.
Okay, well, I'll need more of a general guideline of, like, what time did you wake up and how much did you normally eat?
Usually I'm up, you know, by 6 in the morning.
So are you still
I don't really feel like eating until closer to probably 7, 7:30. And I usually start out with either a smoothie or just straight up bananas.
Okay, wait, wait.
And
wait,
several
wait.
Bananas or something
Hello?
Like that.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes.
Are you still eating this
yep.
way right now?
I have definitely come off of that a little bit, yes.
Okay.
So no, I'm not on the same diet.
How many were you eating that way for?
3 months.
Okay, so you said you got up and you had a smoothie or you had straight up bananas. How many bananas would you eat?
Well, I would usually get 3 or 4, maybe 5 sometimes, but all the sugar seems to make me all dizzy, so I stopped doing that.
Okay, and then after your bananas, what would you eat?
I wouldn't eat anything.
Till when?
Till I was hungry again, probably several hours.
Okay, and then what would you eat?
Typically, I would eat juice or possibly a big salad.
Okay, so you're getting up at 7:30, or you're eating around 7:30 some bananas, then about 9:30 you'd have a big salad?
No, not 9:30. I would eat that at lunchtime, closer to 11:30, 12:30.
So between from 7:30 on 5 bananas to lunchtime, you didn't eat anything, correct?
No, I drink a ton of water, though.
Okay. And then you'd eat a salad at lunchtime, and then what?
Usually have a salad at lunch, and then my wife cooks vegan meals, and I started incorporating one vegan meal a day, usually. Not every day, but I would either do that or juice or do a smoothie. And that consisted of usually quinoa, vegetables, tofu, things like that.
Okay. Okay. And what time would you eat dinner normally?
Oh, you're not going to like this, Paul. Usually, it was dark outside, so... and I've always told her, you got to get home earlier, you know? Make dinner a little earlier, so we don't have to eat after dark. But it just never happens that way.
So what time was it normally that you ate dinner?
Typically closer to 7:30, 8.
Okay, and then you went to sleep at what time?
11:30 typically.
Okay, and
so there it is. What time?
And you'd wake up at what time?
In the morning, I wake up typically 6 o'clock, 6:30.
Okay. Okay, well, everybody, if you're listening to this call here, this is Paul Neeson, your Health Watch. We're going to take a break in a moment. As a matter of fact, let's take a break right now. Hold on the line. We're going to take a one-minute commercial if you could hold. If not, I know you have more questions.
Yes, sir.
If somebody calls in, I'll answer them. But hold on while we take a quick break, okay?
All right.
Hello, we're on the air. This is Paul Neeson, the Health Watch, man. We're finishing up a call here. If you're going to call in the meantime, Mark's going to take your number. We'll call you back, but... the fellow on the line here, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Great. Well, basically, I think you are close to being on the right track of eating a more simpler diet, eating more healthier food. I definitely don't recommend eating late at night. If you've seen my books or know my teachings, I eat a way we were designed to eat, and that's during the daytime and not at nighttime. But if you have to eat at nighttime, I mean, you said you did juicing, so nighttime would be the great time to juice. And in the daytime... if you're going to have a cooked meal, the daytime would be the best time for that cooked meal. I would definitely be careful with soy products, tofu and so on. They can mess up the hormones, and that's something I don't recommend. You lost 30, 40 pounds, so you're on the right track there. I don't know about your job and your exercise, but this isn't just advice for you. It's everyone a great example. This fellow's making good improvements in his diet, but then... towards the end of the day, he was eating late at night. He was going to sleep only after a couple of hours after eating. And if he wasn't going to sleep, if he was waiting long, then he wasn't getting enough sleep. And that definitely can mess up with the hormones and the thyroid especially. As for the high blood pressure, there's many other causes other than diet that can contribute to this. But obesity is definitely one of the reasons. And I don't know, did your high blood pressure come down a little when you changed your diet, even though it was still high?
It hadn't really budged. It really stayed pretty high. And so that's why I got to the point where I was like, well, I'm going to have to take the medicine to get it down because I have a lot of symptoms, that hold me back from living normally. So basically, I got on the medication, and now I'm kind of on that and hoping I could get rid of that with the diet,
Sure. You definitely want to take a blood test to make sure you're getting the nutrients you need so the body can do the job it was functioning and should be doing. But you're on the right track with the diet. I don't recommend – well, I don't know how severe the case was. I mean, there are cases where the medication might be of help. But in this case, I don't know. How old are you?
I'll be 45 on the 1st, actually.
Oh, great. Well, do me a favor. Get back to what you were doing, but don't eat later at night. And if you have to eat late at night, do some juicing. Don't eat cooked food late at night. And when that rest of that weight comes off, we're monitoring your nutrition levels. Tell me how you're doing, because as long as you're getting the nutrients and you're eating enough, once that weight comes off, I think your blood pressure will come down. I'm not a doctor, and I say that proudly, but I can't tell you exactly what you should be taking and not taking medicine-wise. But I definitely think those last 30 pounds, you'll see a big difference. And, keep doing what you're doing, except eating late at night. It sounded like you were close to being on the right track. How'd you feel when you started eating this way?
I felt really, it took probably a 2 or 3 weeks before I started feeling like energetic. I was kind of discouraged because I was eating so well, losing weight. But I just couldn't feel the difference until there was a period of time where I kind of had a breakthrough where I slept a little better and I felt better, but then I didn't see my blood pressure come down. So I got really discouraged,
Sure, definitely. Well, I definitely recommend, you want to watch your sugar and be careful. And, I don't know, did you exercise at all?
Yes, I have. I rebound every day, and I walk.
Okay.
So basically, that's what I lift some weights, You know, I'm having a hard time because I don't get a lot of sleep. I'm a full-time student right now. I'm going back to school for a new career, and I'm on my feet all day. You know, I have three kids. We're pushing the envelope here, and you know, so it takes a lot. I know already that it takes so much effort to get to the point where you're cleansed, where you're healthy, you know, and you, especially if you've already got problems like I do. So it's just been very hard to get to that point, and as you can imagine.
We are going to move on to another call, but I do want to say that stress can be a big factor when it comes to high blood pressure, thyroid issues, and or adrenal fatigue, and so on. It sounds like you're under a lot of stress, and sleep is, I can't say how important it is. It's probably more important than diet, in my opinion. So you need to figure that out and find ways to reduce the stress. And I think that'll help you tremendously as well. But please call back next week, become a regular listener, and I'll be happy to give you the time, and we can help figure this out for you and help you, okay?
Thanks, Paul. I appreciate it so much. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. I know you have more questions too, so keep listening. And if nobody calls in, call back. But I think we have some calls waiting for us, okay?
All right, no problem. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, and by the way, that listener, we are going to be in Texas. I'm going to be in the Dallas area in Glenrose in October. All right, if you have another call right now, you can call in. If not, we have some people to call back. Okay, we got a call. Do we have a call? Hello, this is Paul, the Health Watchman. You're on the air. Who's calling?
Hey, Paul, this is Ron.
Ron, great to hear from you. How's my co-host doing?
Hey, I'm doing okay. I tried to call in a bit earlier, but I went straight to voicemail, so I'm not sure what happened.
Yeah, I think the studio's having some difficulty with some of the phones.
We can
tonight.
Only take one call at a time. So
does it go to voicemail when you don't get the
yes,
call?
Yes, it does, and then we call them back.
Okay, there you go. What does the voicemail say, Mark?
It says, "Hi, how you doing? We'll call you back."
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not sure what it says. Ask Ron. He got the message.
Yeah, Ron, what did it say?
It's a voicemail. It's a Google voicemail message, so.
Okay. All right, Ron, how you doing in there in Chicago, okay?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm doing amazing, amazing. I'm actually working on coming back to Chicago. I'm working on putting an event on there
now.
I'm working on doing something.
Okay, yeah, that would be great.
And I'll keep you updated.
Okay, I'd definitely come out and see you.
Yeah, and Ron is a great example. Ron is a listener who he called all the time, and I was Florida. He came to my event. We got to hang out. And Ron, now you know what I have to deal with, because somebody on the website, someone on Facebook, we have a Facebook group, and somebody said, "Oh, Paul Neeson's a fake. He doesn't eat healthy," or whatever he said. And Ron had to put him in his place and say, "Not this man. I've seen him, and this man, he was eating the way he says he eats." And Ron, this is what I deal with all the time. Is that's the way it is. That's how people are. But I'm fine. I don't mind at all. I understand the way. I understand how it is. But so, do you have a question, Ron?
Yeah, I did. You know, I don't know if you heard of this guy named Dr. Bob Marshall.
Yes.
But you have heard of him?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so he recommends betaine hydrochloride for after eating cooked food. Because he says, you know what he says about it. What do you think about that?
I think Dr. Marshall has probably the top of the line health products out there. They're amazing. They're really excellent. So that's one thing I have to give him. He knows his stuff. The man knows a lot. I don't think it depends what kind of cooked food you're eating. I think taking a couple of enzymes about 20 minutes before your meal, if you're eating cooked food, is a wise thing to do. But it depends what you're eating. I mean, if you sit down to eat a pizza, it's a little different than sitting down to eat steamed vegetables. So we can't just say eating cooked food. I mean, we can say we also got to look at the person's health and condition, because people have been around a really long time and they haven't been taking anything with their food, and they've been eating cooked food a long time. So I think it's a little bit more than just, like I said at the beginning of the show, if anyone ever tells you there's one thing to do for everyone, I wouldn't really listen to that. I think you got to look. Now, if it makes sense to you, try it and see how it makes you feel. See if you feel it's helping your digestion and your sleep. And if it does, then wonderful. But you know, I don't want to see people waste money on things they don't necessarily need. So if you're doing okay, don't be like a lot of people and start getting nervous and say, oh, I got to do something different. Does that make sense, Ron?
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. I definitely agree with that.
But his products are good, and with all good products, they're expensive as well. So you want to, you know, think twice about it if you don't need it. I mean, you seem like you're doing good on the diet, and you eat pretty good yourself there from what I saw. And, yeah, so
yeah. That's that. So, well, one more thing. What do you think about, do you juice with all organic vegetables and fruits, or do you do some conventional stuff?
Well, I'd have to be honest with everybody. I do eat unorganic food, you know, when it comes to things like bananas and avocados, I prefer organic. I get organic a lot, but I'd be open to eating unorganic food. But when it comes to juicing, I'm big on doing all organic when it comes to juicing. Even with salads, if I go to a salad bar, I usually – salad greens are one thing I try to make sure I get organic all the time. But if I'm at a salad bar – organic salad, then I'd be open to having a non-organic salad. But when it comes to juicing, I always have organic greens and always have organic.
Okay. Yeah. I pretty much figured that, especially with the greens, you know. Yeah, but I saw the video with you teaching your daughter how to ride the bike. Is that her first bike?
It's a second bike. It's a first two-wheel bike, but it has training wheels.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we went to the store with Grandma to buy my daughter a bike. She rode two bikes. One was very fast and one was medium, and we had to get a medium one so I can keep up with her.
Yeah.
But that was on my website. Ron's talking about that video. I post so many videos on my website each week, everybody, and so many different teachings. But that's what tonight is about. It's about your questions and so on. And Ron is since he's my best favorite listener, he's going to come down here at some point. We're going to get some videos done with him as well. But I'll be back up there in Chicago maybe in November. It's my third trip to Chicago in the last 3 months, so it's getting up there a lot, you know.
So you're going to be here in November. What do you know what the event is, or can you
I'm
say
I'm working
it?
On it right now, and you'll be one of the first people to know. But I will post it on the website.
Okay, cool.
All right, Ron. All right. Well, it's great to hear from you again, and thanks for calling in. And if nobody's calling later, which I'm sure they will, you can call back. But if not, we'll speak to you again next week. Have a wonderful week there, and I'm glad to see the great improvements you're making.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. Shalom to you, man.
All right, shalom, brother.
Okay,
okay, everybody, that was Ron. And if you want to call in, 405-293-3270. And I do want to let everyone know about the new radio station that's up, Lamb Radio. Well, Mark, what's the name of this website?
It is messianiclambradio.com.
Messianic Lamb Radio. And if you don't know how to spell Messianic, M-E-S-S-I-A-N-I-C, Lamb Radio. If you don't know how to spell Lamb or radio, you have other issues. But .com. And it's a great station. And they do have other health shows on there, with also a lot of biblical shows talking about other topics. So just check it out. And Mark's the host. And Mark has given me a great platform here to reach my listeners without charging me. And I'm so thankful for that, because I wouldn't be able to do it otherwise, because I have a nonprofit organization, and it's truly nonprofit, because or truly nonprofit, because I never get any donations. No, I never make any profit. So you're doing a great service, Mark. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, okay, if you have any questions right now, if not, we'll call somebody back. 405-293-3270.
Calling somebody back.
All right, we're calling somebody back.
601 area code. Not sure where that's at.
What's the area code?
601.
Hello?
Hi, this is Paul, your health watchman. You're on the air.
Hey, this is Christy. How are you?
Hi, Christy. It sounds like you're calling from somewhere in the South.
I am. I'm in Mississippi.
Mississippi. How are you doing tonight?
That's right. The reason I was calling is you said you might be having technical difficulty. Your email, you know, that your show is going to start in 10 minutes, and this page popped up, and it says that the page is not found, It said you entered an incorrect URL into your browser address bar. It said the site owner did. So I don't know if maybe that's why people aren't calling in. Because usually it just pops right up, you know, whenever I tap onto it. And you guys are like popping in and off online. You can't hear real good. You go in and out.
On the phone right now?
Yeah, like no, on the computer while I'm listening. It's like you're going in and out real bad. So maybe that's why people aren't calling in. I just wanted to let you know.
Okay, well, thank you
that's
very
what,
much
that's
for
what's
that.
Happening on my end over here. It might not be on others, but, you know.
Yeah. Well, the link it goes to is messianiclambradio.com/torahlife.html. Is that correct, Mark?
Say again, what is it?
messianiclambradio.com/torahlife.html.
That's it.
Okay, that's where it should go. I will get that corrected. I'm so sorry, but thank you for calling and let us know. Do you have any questions? Since you got
No, I just thought. I just thought maybe that's why people weren't calling in. You know, you had said that earlier, and I just thought I'd bring it up, you know, just in case nobody else called in, because, you know, usually it just comes right up on my computer, and I don't have any problems, but I had to go to the other website and pull it up, you know.
Sure.
The Lamb Radio or whatever, and anyway, I don't know. I was going to let you know.
Well, thank you, and here comes
There's
another call.
Calling.
Thank you so much for letting us know and being a listener. Okay, let's get that. Hello, this is Paul Neeson, your health watchman. You're on the air. Who's calling?
Hi, this is Mary from New York State. I was just curious about gout. I've heard that pork is a big contributor, pork liver and all sorts of foods, and then beer being number one producer of uric acid. I just wondered what your take is on it. And would a veggie diet be the best way to go?
Well, you said it all. I mean, you know, a veggie diet can be healthy, and it doesn't necessarily mean it's healthy, but you pretty much hit the nail on the head. Pork is no good, and meat is a big contributor. Chicken is a big contributor. So you really want to get rid of the animal products. I definitely recommend going on a vegetarian diet, even a raw vegan diet. For the most part, at least 75% of your diet. Coffee, got to get coffee out of your diet. And that'll definitely help anyone that's dealing with gout or threatening to have issues with gout. Great, great. You answered your own question pretty much. Good research you did.
Thank you. So you don't think it is the beer then? The beer is not a big factor?
The beer?
Beer. Yeah, it's not me. It's somebody else.
Yeah. I definitely don't think. I don't know if it'll affect it as much as the animal meat and so on, but I definitely think if anyone's having issues with gout, they get off the alcohol completely and see how it works out. And then they'll probably see a difference if they went back to it, and they probably won't feel as good as when they were off it.
Yeah, and I was thinking that if they throw pork liver in your sausage, like, you know, if they can't, they don't sell pork liver like they do chicken and beef liver. So I'm wondering what they do with it. They probably throw it in the pet food at the least and in our sausage and stuff at the most, right?
Well, I'm not a butcher. I don't know the exact process, but I am a student of the Bible, and it does say that pork isn't food. It's an abomination and shouldn't be in our bodies at all.
Right.
So it definitely is going to affect our health in a negative way, and the doctors and the scientists have proven that even pork that's not coming from a factory farm, is still, even the cleanest pork you can find, if that's an oxymoron right there, but even pork that's the animal was treated okay is still very unhealthy. So on top of that, factory farm pork, that's like a suicide if you're going to eat that stuff.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, thank you very much. That's what I thought.
Well, thank you for calling from New York, my second favorite state. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks again.
Thank you. All right, we have somebody from the South, we've had somebody from the North, we've had somebody from the East, but we haven't had anyone from the West. Does anyone want to call from the represent the West Coast? No, we're not going to get into that here. But this is the Real Life Health Show, and I'm your health watchman. We're going to take a break, everybody. We'll be right back. This is Paul Neeson. We'll be right back after the break.
You are listening to Torah Lifestyle with Paul Neeson on the Messianic Lifestyle audio magazine broadcasts. Lamb Radio.
Hello, it's Paul Neeson, your health watchman. We're back on the air, working through our technical difficulties. You know, there's a big storm out here in South Florida right now, so maybe that had something to do with it tonight. But either way, we are on the air. We're taking your calls. We're trying to take your calls. 402-293-3270. This is Paul Neeson, your health watchman. I am excited. And if you missed the call last week or any of the calls previously, you could just go back and listen to them on the website under the podcast. But we are live now and we have time for some calls. I am excited. 405-293-3270. Call right now. I'll take your call. This is Paul Neeson, your health watchman. And I have some great videos coming up on my website this week. I just posted one today. I have a great one coming tomorrow. I'm really excited. And I have two video channels. I have one that I do health videos exclusively, talk everything to do with diet and health and so on. I have another channel that talks about spiritual things, biblical topics, the Torah portion and so on. You can go there as well, and all accessible from my website, healthwatchman.com. Mark, do we have anyone to call back?
No, actually, we
great.
Don't, Paul.
Okay, well, I do
go
have
ahead.
A question. Somebody asked me, and you can email your question if you don't want to call. Somebody asked a question that says, being a vegan, Paul, I need vitamin B12, iron, zinc, and omega-3 fatty acids. I eat hummus for protein, which is cooked, and I want to go 100% raw and maintenance weight 155, or maintain a weight, I guess they meant 155. Well, I need to break this down. First thing it says there, being a vegan, and they want to go 100% raw. I don't know why they want to go 100% raw, but if they do, it's not that easy. You could go 75 or 80% raw and be perfectly fine, but if you want to go 100% raw like I am, that's wonderful. I need B12, iron, zinc, and omega-3 fatty acids. Well, if you eat a good variety of fruits, vegetables, nuts, and seeds, you will get that. You don't need to eat cooked, sprouted chickpeas in the form of hummus to get your protein. You could eat nuts and seeds. You could also eat leafy green vegetables. Look at horses and elephants. They're chewing grass. They're eating hay. And look how big and strong they are. And, you know, you don't need this. And as it comes to iron and zinc, iron, the body, you know, the food was designed to look like what it's good for. Eat the red foods, the pomegranates, the beets. These are good for the blood. The zinc, loaded in many different produce. Get into juicing. What you need to do is get a juicer. That's what you need to do. And you can get all these juices tremendously. And omega-3 fatty acids, you can certainly get these things from hemp seeds are wonderful. If you purslane, it has all the essential fatty acids. It's a wild edible green that they even sell at Home Depot. But you don't need to eat hummus. Now, when you could eat hummus if you want, and if you want to go raw, eat raw hummus. But they say, I want to maintain a weight of 155. Help. Well, I don't know what you weigh now, how tall you are, but everybody, this is the kind of emails I get from people. I want to maintain a weight of 155. Help. I don't know. I have no idea how much this person weighs now. I have no idea how tall they are. How am I going to help them? And I do coaching on my website, you know, healthwatchman.com, if you want to go there under resources. But some of these questions are so general, I don't know what to tell people. But fresh fruits and vegetables is the way to go. Now, I'm informed we have a ton of people online, but the phones aren't ringing off the hooks like they normally are. And that's just fine. We all need a break. We're all getting over the storm that was here. Last night, there was a big storm here in South Florida. We actually lost power for a little while, and I absolutely loved it. It was great not to hear my neighbor's air conditioning or just look outside and not to see everyone's smartphone. Well, the smartphones were on, but their lights were on off, and it was just nice. I saw stars for the first time, even though it was raining out. All right, so 405-293-3270. Does anyone have any questions for Paul Neeson, the Health Watchman? Anyone going once, going twice? Okay, we'll get into another topic here. We are going to be having an event in Charlotte, North Carolina called Come Out of Babylon. Myself, my friend Jordan Rubin, who wrote The Maker's Diet, and my friend Jeff Hazim and his wife Andrea Hazim, their health teachers as well, and my friend Haim Goldman and Scott Lard from Hallelujah Acres. We're all going to be getting together in North Carolina coming up next month in September. And we're going to be having a big conference there. And yours truly is going to be making the food. I'm going to be making the raw food. Go to my website and sign up for that. I promise you'll have a great time. We'll get to hang out. And, you know, it might be a trip for some of you to get to there. But Charlotte, North Carolina, you can get from there from the Northeast. You can get there from Chicago. Hint, hint, if anyone's listening from Chicago. You can get there from anywhere. You can even come from Texas. We're just going to have a great time. And, you know, I'm driving up there with my wife and baby. It's going to be okay, we have a question. We have somebody's calling. Hello, this is Paul, your health watchman. You're on the air. Who's calling?
Hi, it's Mary again. I wanted to ask you what you do for osteoarthritis. What's the first place to start with?
Okay, well, welcome back, Mary. I don't do anything because I don't have that issue, but what I would recommend people do is definitely you want to get a blood test and look at your nutrient level to see if you're missing any nutrients, any minerals or vitamins or anything else. And if you are, you want to, depending how low you are, you might need a supplement temporarily, or you might need to get more foods with those nutrients in them. If you are eating a lot of foods with those nutrients in them, you might have an absorption issue. And then you'd have to find out why you might have an absorption issue. So that's the first thing I would do is look into that. The next thing I would look into is what are you eating in your diet that might be causing these issues, the absorption issue? Are you eating too much fat? And so on. Not getting enough sleep and eating too late at night can be big issues here. That could just create havoc with your body and the way the body works. There is a nice supplement called, it escapes my mind right now. It's Ambertose, actually. Ambertose that helps cells communicate with each other. It's a nice supplement, and I would recommend looking into that possibly, but I wouldn't just jump into just getting a supplement overnight. I'd look into why, like, just the things I just said. And okay. These are some great tips to get started, okay?
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks for calling back. Okay, okay. We had another call while we were on the phone. Do we want to call that person back, Mark?
They're on.
Oh, you're on. This is Paul Neeson, your health watchman. You're on the air. Who's calling?
This is Teresa from Washington State.
All right, we got somebody from the West Coast, from Washington State. Now we've been completed. Okay, what's your question, Teresa?
I have two questions.
Yes.
I heard that it's important to eat all of the colors of the rainbow in your vegetables and fruits.
Well, the way I like to put it is we need to eat a good variety of fruits and vegetables. Yes, we could say to eat all the different colors of the rainbow. I think, you know, in the Bible, it says the rainbow is a covenant and the rainbow was a good thing. Today, when people mention a rainbow, it usually has something to do with something that's not so good. I just like to say, look, eat a good variety of fruits and vegetables to make sure you're getting the nutrients you need.
Okay. And my other question is that I heard that there is a yellow spice that will help to improve heart health. Do you know what spice that is?
Well, I know turmeric is a great spice, and I believe it's yellow. Turmeric is wonderful, and I heard turmeric will do that. So we do have turmeric oil capsules on the website.
Okay.
RawLife.com. But thank you very much. Those are great questions.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Remember, eat the rainbow. Now, that sounds like a Skittles commercial. Never mind. Never mind. But thank you for calling in, and please listen next Monday night and think of some good questions this week and check out my
post. I will.
And thank you again. Thank you. All right, everybody.
Okay,
we have a couple of minutes here. If anyone has to call, you want to get online or you want to just call in, it's 405-293-3270. If you have any calls for the Health Watchman, we have a whole bunch of people listening, and maybe we're getting better. Maybe people are getting the calls, and maybe we just need to have a webinar one night without taking questions. You know, see, then people are going to worry, oh, now I don't get to ask my questions. Well, now's your chance and you're not calling in. So maybe we're going to set up a teaching where I'll just do a teaching for an hour online. Maybe I'll do a new teaching that you haven't heard before for my listeners only. If you'd like that, either email me or reply to my email that said I'm going to be online in 10 minutes. That wasn't obviously working tonight. or just reply to the email or email me. Would you want? Do you want me to just keep taking questions, or would you like me to take one Monday night and just do a teaching for an hour on air? Which you can see anywhere, anytime, because I do them anyway, but maybe that'll get people excited. But if you have questions, that's what Monday night is here for, to take your questions, and that's what I want to do. You know, people call me up and email me all the time saying they have questions, and I sincerely want to answer everyone. I'm sorry, I just can't. It's just too busy. I mean, I'm just doing too much, and I don't have the time. I can't put myself in two places at one time. But Mark had said, would I like to host a call-in show? And I said, yes, Monday nights, let's make it happen. Trust me, I have a lot more things that I could be doing right now. But I'm taking the time out now for you, my viewers. So if you have a call, 405-293-3270. Mark, we started off earlier. You asked a question. Did you get the answer you were looking for, or at least
yes,
an answer
actually,
you're satisfied with?
I did. I know so many different people, and people ask me questions about stuff like that because I try to be as healthy and eat healthy and do. I mean, I listen to you. I gotta do what you tell me to do. You know, I can't justify being here and not doing what you asked me to do. And sometimes it's kind of hard for me to talk to them because they're of different sizes and they do different work and things like that. And that makes it a little bit hard. I can answer to some extent, but I can't imagine trying to answer questions like you do when you're not actually knowing much, like the person that just asked you about, I want to maintain a weight, and they don't give you any more information. You know, it's that would have to be hard, brother. It really would. I have a lot of respect for you. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. And, I could just help people as much as I've learned. And I'm not proud to say I've experienced disease, but I have, and I know how it is, and I don't want to see people suffer. All right, this is another call we got. This is Paul Neeson, your health watchman. Who's calling?
Harold Batomi from New York.
New York, all right, you're calling again. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, caller. I'm doing pretty good.
Thanks for calling back again tonight. What's your question?
I just want to ask the question about a certain food you might have heard about it, Levi. It consists of goji, mangosteen, appleberry, and I think two other fruits. It's very popular. And there's a story right now of a young man from the Caribbean who has cancer in the prostate. And he heard about the juice, and he was advised to take 12 ounces, but he went for bottles. And he informed us to remember this. And within 6 weeks of taking one bottle a day, because he had to multiply it out, when he went back for his checkup, there was no sign of the cancer. What do you think about that? And especially using that formula of juice. I don't know if you heard about it.
What's the name of the juice?
La Vie. La Vie. It's from the company called
Addis. Yes. Know the juice. Do you know this person directly?
Yes, I know. He's my upline. I'm doing the business with him. Networking
so
as well.
So he's somebody else in the business that's doing the business with you.
Yes.
Okay. Well, let me tell you, the drink is not a fresh drink. It's not a fresh juice. It's a processed juice.
Yes.
I find it very hard to believe that somebody could drink this juice and get better from cancer. What I find through my experience is most people that seek to make changes like this do other things as well. Things cause for extreme measures, and people go to extremes to be healthier when they're suffering. I do not think, and I haven't experienced it either way, but I do not think, and I find it hard to believe, somebody can overcome cancer by drinking this processed drink.
But this is his drink. This is actually a personal testimony from him, you know, actually. And not let somebody tell us what he said. He tell us what he experienced. And he is now the poster boy. And he goes around, you know, through the islands. He's based here in New York. And when you look at the guy, it's hard to doubt what he's saying.
I'm not calling this person a liar. Maybe he did experience this. But from my experience, when people are suffering from cancer and they try to go the natural way of healing themselves, what they do is many different things. They don't just do one thing. So I don't know this person's story if they did other things on top of this. But all I'm saying is I find it hard to believe they didn't change anything else they were doing, and all they did was added this juice to their diet, and they got better in 6 weeks from cancer. But now
what I can do, I can have him who studied contact you and give you his testimony, and maybe offline, that is, you all can probably share if there's anything in it that needs to be shared with others.
Well, you've given me his testimony, and it seems pretty straightforward from what you told me, and I appreciate that. What I tell people is, look, if you're doing something out there and you believe it's working for you and you see it helping you, then go ahead and do it. Just because I find it hard to believe doesn't mean it's impossible. So I tell you and Ms. Phil and everyone else, if you feel it's worth looking into and you feel it's working for you, by all means, try it. It's better than doing nothing. Do something.
That's right.
And, you know, definitely better than doing nothing. And I say, try it before you deny it. And, I'm so thrilled that this person's gotten better from cancer in 6 weeks. I'm thrilled when anyone gets better from cancer or any disease. And,
remission. Remission is the name of the word, going to remission. Not cure, but remission. Yeah, you have to keep taking the juice in order to keep the body. I think from his point of view, his body is now alkaline and not acidic anymore. And the acidic is what it was causing the development of the cancer. Now that it's acidic, he's now enjoying better health, you know?
Well,
enjoying better health.
Well, then he changes diet, because just by changing a drink isn't going to change your body, you know, and so on. So good for him. I'm really happy about him, and thanks for mentioning it. If anyone wants to look into that, there's several different drinks out there these days, but I just don't believe there's one thing that does it, and I think we need a variety of different things to do
definitely.
It. So, you know, but definitely we need to do something, and thank you for mentioning that. It's always great to end the show on such an inspirational note. So there are, you know, we can all agree one thing, that there is a natural cure for cancer, and there are many people that have gotten better or put in remission by changing what they were doing. And that's what I want to encourage anyone out there suffering. Change what you're doing if you're suffering from any disease, and the results will change as well. So thank you, brother,
that's
for calling from New York. And fellow New Yorker.
Yeah.
Call back next week. Next Monday night we'll be on the air. Now, Mark, we'll take another call.
Yeah.
Do we have another call?
Yes, sir. We have time. You've got plenty of time. Don't let that bother you.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
We're going to redial that person. And don't give them the Pizza Hut thing.
Maybe they think I'm off the air now. Hello? Okay, we lost them. Okay.
No, they're on. Hold up. This is the Torah Life, Paul Neeson. Are you there?
Hello?
Okay. All right, go ahead, brother.
Get the pizza right up their mouth. Okay. All right, everybody. This is Paul Neeson, your health watchman. I thank you for listening in tonight. I apologize for the technical difficulties, but I assure you, usually we don't have them, and it's a great station, and I'm happy to offer this service. Every Monday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, just call up 405-293-3270, and I will get that link corrected on my website, healthwatchman.com. You can listen there and check it out. Till then, everybody, have a great day and a great night and a great Raw Life. And we'll see you again next week here on the Raw Life Health Show. Thank you.
Come out of the world, oh my people.
Thank you for joining Torah Life Ministries with Paul Neeson. You can contact Paul at his website, healthwatchman.com. Have a great day and shalom, shalom.
Oh my people, seek the truth, avoid the evil, let us learn Yahweh's ways. Torah Life Ministries, come out of the world. Oh, yeah, people, seek the truth.